This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, Cerro Pelado Fire in Los Alamos National Laboratory. As of Wednesday evening, May 4th, the Cerro Pelado Wildland Fire was about 5 miles from the quote-unquote back gate of Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. With expected southwesterly winds across the fire to continue the rest of the week and into the weekend, public concerns about wildland fire prevention and protection are running high. LANL's back gate is located at the intersection of State Roads 4 and 501 near the Ponderosa Group campground. CCNS is particularly focused on the Cerro Pelado fire and its proximity to LANL. While the 1996 Dome wildland fire came very close to the laboratory, in 2000 the Cerro Grande fire burned over 7,000 acres across the LANL firing sites and came close to the plutonium facility and the Area G radioactive dump. In 2011, Las Conchas fire burned about 47,000 acres across the Pajarito Plateau on the first day, a rate of about an acre per second. In the end, only 1 acre burned on LANL. These fires were devastating in themselves, and they opened new pathways for LANL's radioactive and hazardous pollutants to migrate from the burned area towards and into the Rio Grande. In February 2021, the Inspector General of the Department of Energy, DOE, released her audit report entitled, quote, "The Department of Energy's Wildland Fire Prevention Efforts at the Los Alamos National Laboratory," end quote. The independent Inspector General found that the LANL contractor responsible for preparing two plans, the 2014 Forest Plan and the 2016 Five-Year Wildland Fire Plan, had failed to fully implement the activities designed to reduce wildland fire impacts. It also found that there was a lack of federal oversight and formality in meeting the plan's goals. DOE and LANL stated to the Inspector General that follow-up to the two plans would be done, but a search for the follow-up documents was unsuccessful, so it is difficult to determine if the follow-up plans were properly implemented. Currently, the incident commanders and foresters are reporting that the Cerro Pelado fire is low intensity and burning like a prescribed burn across the Las Conchas fire burn scars. But given the history of wildland fires on the Pajarito Plateau, anything could happen. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, "Our hearts are with those impacted by the 20 wildfires burning in New Mexico." During the Dome fire, Forester Bill Armstrong called the Crown fire, quote, "a wake-up call that nobody woke up to," end quote. The DOE Inspector General's report, the lack of follow-up to the two plans, and the Cerro Pelado fire are yet more wake-up calls. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, be sure to listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.